Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Gimel. The Gemara talks about whenever the word pater appears in the context of Hilcha Shabbos, pater always means pater from a carbon chatos, because you didn't violate an Isser Midaraisa, but you did violate an Isser Midarabanan. There are three exceptions to the rule, and then our Mishnah may be a fourth exception. First exception is when it comes to trapping a deer. If a person sits by the house, by the doorway of a house, and there's a tzvi, there's a deer inside the house, and that tzvi is now trapped because you sat by the doorway, and someone else comes and sits down, so that guy is pater, and even if the first guy leaves, the second guy is going to be pater if he continues to sit at the front of the doorway of the house, and the tzvi is unable to leave. And by tzedas tzvi, when we say pater, it means pater mutter, that he didn't even violate an issur d'rabbanan. Also by tzedas nachash, if a person traps a snake so that it doesn't bite him, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's pater mutter, because it's melach shein tzricha legufa, and that's mutter min haTorah, and even mid'rabbanan, b'makom tzar, the rabbanan were not gozer. So if you're doing it to save yourself the tzar of the snake biting you, the rabbanan were not gozer. We pointed out that that's why most poskim assume you're allowed to trap bees in a sukkah, because it's melach shein tzricha legufa, and you're doing it b'makom tzar. The third exception is mapis morsa. If a person pops a pus pimple, not for the sake of making an opening where the air can get in, but just to remove the painful, annoying pus from the pimple, that is pater, and it is pater mutter, even though by definition you're making the pesach when you open up the pimple. And the fourth possible exception is our Mishnah. Someone who enables somebody else to take an object from his hand, or to place an object in his hand, and thereby violate the isra of hotzah, the one who passively sat there and allowed his hand to be used as the place where Akira happened, or the place where Hanacha happened, it's pater mutter, even though he helped out with the melacha. And of course, Tosfos discusses what about the Isser of Lifnei Iver. The Gemara then goes on to discuss whether Yitzios HaShabbos, when we talk about the different numbers of types of Yitzios, whether we include Yisurim Drabanan. And the Gemara says, yeah, we're definitely including Yisurim Drabanan, but only those Yisurim Drabanan that could be Bali Dei Chiyuv Chatos, which Rashi explains means only the Surim Drabanan that involve Nakira. If I do the Akira without a Hanacha, or a Hanacha without an Akira, it's Pater Avalasar. But in the numbers of the Mishnah, we only count the Akira without the Hanacha, because if one does an Akira, he's still liable to possibly do a Hanacha, whereas if one never did the Akira and he's only doing the Hanacha, it can never possibly lead to a Karban Chatos. So when you just do the Hanacha, that doesn't get counted in the Mishnah. When you just do the Akira, that does count in the Mishnah. Then we talk about Shnayim Shosu'ah, where we learn from a Pasuk Ba'asosa that we darshan that only if a guy does a Malacha by himself, he's going to be Chayiv, but if a person does a Malacha together with somebody else, he's going to be Pater. The Gemara then talks about a guy who's standing in Rosh HaSayachim and someone loads him up with objects while he's in the Rosh HaSayachid. He doesn't lift it up himself. Someone else puts it on him, and he goes out into the Rosh HaSayachid, and we say that he's chayiv, akiras gufo, with the object on his body, from the place where he's standing, it's as if he has uprooted the object from its place. The Gemara says, aye, why is that any different than standing in Rosh HaSayachid, sticking your hand into the Rosh HaSayachid, having your friend put the object in your hand, and then pulling it out, where we say you're pater, because you didn't do the akira. Why is moving your hand any different than moving your body? And the Gemara says, big difference. Your body is resting on the ground. Your hand isn't resting on the ground. Your hand is in midair. So therefore, it's not considered to be al-gabe karka, and the akira of the hand is not called an akira. Then finally, the Gemara discusses what seems to be a stira between two brisos in a situation where a person sticks his hand out full of peros from a rishos yachid into a rishos harabim. Is he allowed to bring his hand back into the rishos hayachid? So one brisa says that it's asur, the other brisa says that it's mutter, and we had six possible explanations of how to reconcile the two brises. The first explanation we wanted to say was that they're arguing whether the yad becomes like a karmelis, whether there's a gzeir d'rabbanan that we treat the person's hand like a karmelis, where it would be asur, or maybe we don't treat it like karmelis, it's mutter. Second possibility is that someone who sticks his hand into avi rishus rabim under 10 tefachim, the rabbanan made a knas that it has the din of a karmelis, and he's not allowed to pull his hand back. But if it's above 10 tefachim, then it has the din of makom patur, and there is no such knas. Third explanation is that if he stuck his hand out on Shabbos into the Rosh HaSarabim, they made a knas that he shouldn't pull it back, even though if he were to drop it, he would then be chayiv a karban chatas. But if he's motzi yado, if he sticks his hand out before Shabbos and he doesn't pull it back until Shabbos, then we let him pull it back on Shabbos itself. The fourth possibility is, person sticks his hand out b'shogeg, we make no such knas, he's allowed to pull his hand back. But if he did it b'mezid, that he stuck his hand out full of fruits b'mezid, then we make a knas, he's not allowed to pull it back. The fifth possibility is, that if he sticks his hand out b'shogeg, it's a machlokas brisus, whether we're kone shogeg, atu mezid, that it's a machlokas, whether we should make a knas on a person. If he did it b'mezid, for sure we'd make a knas, that he shouldn't be allowed to put it back. But if b'shogeg, we're not sure, that's the machlokas between the two brisus. And the final possibility is, that he's allowed to pull his hand back only into the same chatzah that he's standing in. But the Rabbanan did make a gzera that he cannot throw the object into another chatzah that's nearby, because we don't want him to have accomplished anything by sticking his hand out. By allowing him to move it to another chatzah, we will have allowed him to accomplish something. So if he's going to bring it back into his own chatzah that he's standing in, its mutter, to another chatzah, it's going to be asr to be machzor yado. That's a review of Shabbos, Daf Gimel.